Ford Motor Company has completed its annual Trends Report. It's a survey weighing public sentiment on a range of topics, not limited to just the auto industry. The manufacturer uses the results internally to advise strategies across the company. Miguel Mencia is Trends and Futures Senior Manager for the Dearborn automaker. He tells WDET's Alex McLennan the study includes sections ranging from work-life balance to artificial intelligence and sustainability, which over the years has informed Ford's investment in electric vehicles.
So that's a really important topic at Ford. And the last section we have is related to family, where we are seeing how the concept of family has been transforming over time.
One of the things that was interesting to me was in that AI part of the survey, there was a stat that said 39% of people think AI will create massive job losses for themselves, but 68% think it will hurt others, but not them. So what does that say about people's view of AI?
So as you could see with that response, there are like very conflicting topics about AI, right? There are different interpretations of what's going on. Different people have different thoughts about it. On one hand, we have 60% of people globally that believe that artificial intelligence will become essential by 2035. On the other hand, there has been an increase in negative feelings. We had similar questions in 2019, and we compared the results. This time, over half mentioned that they are afraid of AI. So that was an 11 percentile difference with 2019. People are more afraid now. People think that they don't really understand AI, and that has increased by 6% compared to 2019. What you mentioned, 68% are concerned that the AI will create massive job losses, but that's for others, right? Only 39% believe that it's going to impact their own job. So that's kind of a big discrepancy, and I believe that it's possibly related to this other statistic that I mentioned where half of the people don't really understand what's going on with AI.
Another thing it said about AI was that almost 70% of Gen Z or millennials would trust AI to provide career or job insight. What kind of career or job insight would AI hypothetically provide when you ask that question?
Well, we didn't specifically ask people what type of insight they would be asking for. But in general, what we saw is that there's a slight increase in men being more likely to trust AI over the next 5 years compared to women. So planning and purchasing travel or vacation, selecting and purchasing smaller items, even diagnosing and treating physical or mental issues. So similar to your question, what type of advice? It's an interesting result, but we still need to figure out why could people be thinking that way and why the difference in between men and women's responses.
And then obviously the sustainability aspect of things is pretty big for a car company like Ford. Yeah. Can you elaborate on some of the sustainability findings?
Yeah, absolutely. So unfortunately this year, the sustainability aspect is kind of complicated. On one hand, there is this global urgency to fight climate change, right? 84% of people globally agree that it is important to actively fight climate change. We asked about more specifically, how does that impact automotive and mobility? And the responses that we got were carpooling, taking public transit, or driving electric vehicles. So in the case of driving an EV, 47% of people believe that others should drive EVs to help fight climate change, but unfortunately, only 4% of them do. So we were kind of puzzled by that, but we went a bit deeper. And some of the reasons that we found in the analysis was that people are worried about not having enough infrastructure to support EVs. This concern has been constant since 2020. And on the other hand, people are waiting until other people that they know of buy their first EV. So 56% tell us that, so probably they can check it out themselves. Nevertheless, overall, 69% globally believe that electric vehicles are the future.
So for an automaker like Ford, when you talk about almost half of people thinking that they should drive an EV, but only, you know, 4% of them doing that. I know you talked a little bit about the concerns over infrastructure and stuff. So from a Ford car company standpoint, with all that investment that they're putting in, is it just kind of a waiting game, or is there something that maybe Ford can take from this to change their strategies in that area?
Well, I know that the information that we gather is used, and we have multiple sessions and workshops with the colleagues that are in charge of corporate strategy. And I know that this information is considered. So I'm pretty hopeful that we are helping them make their strategies towards the future more robust and more helpful, not just for the organization, but for the world.
Miguel Mancilla is Trends and Futures Senior Manager at Ford Motor Company. He spoke with WDET's Alex McLennan.